Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is Dale Lawley, and this is DK Pittsburgh Sports. So, Dale, we got to hear from Ben Roethlisberger this morning, and he did talk a lot about his receivers, talk some about his receivers. And really, that, I think, was the story of the second half, was the little bit of chemistry they started to build, the little bit of momentum that they started to gain in that second half, where it wasn't so much that he made a bunch of great throws or, you know, drove the field, was methodical, or it was a Patrick Mahomes-type performance, but when they needed a throw from Ben Roethlisberger, they got that throw from Ben Roethlisberger, and you can see him on the same page with his receivers.
Yeah, by and large, that was the case, and I thought that, you know, the halftime adjustment that they made was, hey, just go out and trust your guys to make plays. And they did that. Roethlisberger talked about how, you know, it would have been easy for some of those guys to pout after that first half. In particular, Chase Claypool didn't have a catch in the first half of that game, but comes out and makes three big catches for 45 yards as a 25-yard end around in the second half to kind of help the Steelers move the football. Roethlisberger had a lot to say about his receivers, and here's what he did say.
Well, you know, I think each guy did something a little extra special in that game. You know, I think, Juju is Juju. He's tough. He's reliable. He's dependable. He does what you ask him to do. He lowers his head on the play and gets you that first down and shows that physicality. I thought Deontay started the game out really well, got his knee banged pretty bad. I don't know that the old Deontay would have came back in the game and kept playing and making plays for us. I think that showed a lot of growth. James Washington coming in the game, like, right away, not ready to play, not expecting to come in to fill in, and catches a ball pretty early on the screen, gets north, gets us big yards. And I thought Chase played like a grown man. I mean, some of his catches down the field, it's either a catch or it's a penalty. And that's what we preach to him all the time, that he should be unstoppable. So you talk about the game early, those guys all want the ball. They all want stats. They all want numbers. It's what every receiver wants. It wasn't happening for anybody because we weren't doing it on offense. At the end of the game, we come back in on that last drive, and I think a lot of people anticipated us running the ball and using clock, and we came out and threw the ball. And if any of those guys would have kind of been pouting or shut it down because they were disappointed or upset they weren't getting the ball, we wouldn't have been able to be successful on that drive. Instead, we used up however many minutes. We took the ball down the field. We kicked a field goal, and each guy contributed on that drive. So to me, that shows the growth and the maturity of these guys, that early on it wasn't going well, but they didn't let it bother them. They were still there at the end of the game when it mattered the most to make the plays. So to me, that's a long-winded of how they've grown a lot.
And yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I think with this offense, if it's going to move the way we think it's going to move, they don't have to beat teams with their offense. The defense is going to be the one. That's what you lean on with this team. But you're going to need that, you know, that third down play. You're going to need that run game to eat up some clock, and by extension, those short passes to eat up some clock. And I think that the more Ben works with these receivers, the more that, you know, Eric Ebron and Pat Freiermuth get involved, the more we're going to see, you know, maybe not a world-beating offense, but a very capable offense.
Yeah, they don't have to be a top 10 offense or anything like that with this defense. The key is being able to stay on the football field, make plays, put points on the board. You know, if they score 20 or more, you're probably going to like their chances most weeks. Yeah. And I really think as things progress here, you're going to see more out of the offense. I think, you know, looking at that game in Buffalo, they were going to play things pretty close to the vest because they didn't want to turn the football over. They wanted to take care of the football against a pretty explosive Buffalo team on the road. In the first game for a lot of these guys, you know, the next two games are at home. You play the Raiders, you play the Bengals. I would expect to see a few more wrinkles put into that offense. Maybe you start to see them open things up just a little bit more, trust the receivers more down the field. I think that was the difference in the second half, is that Roethlisberger was more willing to throw those balls down the field and allow the receivers to go make plays.
And we saw that on the Chase Claypool catch on the sideline. We saw it on that back shoulder pass to Juju. Third down where, you know, Ben Roethlisberger basically threw Chase Claypool open when he was in coverage. I mean, there was a few plays in that second half where, you know, they looked like Ben was trusting those guys. And another thing is, I don't think we're going to see Najee Harris, whether the offensive line is great or whether it's average, we're not going to see Najee Harris held to 45 yards often.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. He's going to have better days rushing the football. I would suggest that happens maybe this week against Oakland, Las Vegas. They're always going
to
be Oakland.
It's always Oakland.
You know, I've even covered them when they were in Los Angeles. They're still the Oakland Raiders, but they're going to be better days ahead running the football for this team. They're going to be better days ahead for this offense. It's just going to be a growth process. They're going to keep gaining traction with this young offensive line. I think you're going to see them continue to grow. And, you know, who knows what they can be in December. We'll see. A lot of it's going to depend on that offensive line.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I like to see from this offense is, you know, on late in the game, it was a third down. They had the field goal locked up. But you run the ball, you eat up some clock, you pass the ball, you give the chance of maybe getting a bigger gain, but stopping the clock. And you saw that trust that the coaching staff has in Ben and those receivers to, you know what, yeah, we're going to throw a little screen pass. It didn't get the first down, but the trust in Boswell and the trust in the quarterback to not make a bad throw was there. And that's what's encouraging to me, to see that there's already that trust in week one.
Well, they had run pass options pretty much that entire last drive.
Right.
So Roethlisberger was kind of taking what the defense was giving. You know, everybody expects you to run the football in that situation to try to eat clock again, force the Bills to use timeouts.
Right.
But you know, they were already in field goal range. You trust your kicker, who's made 51 of his last 54 field goal attempts. You know, yes, it was a 40 plus yarder, but in that situation, even in that win, they trusted Boswell to do it. If they get the first down there, game's over.
It's a wrap.
Even if you get the field goal there,
it's a 10 point game.
Game's over essentially. Yeah. So it's trusting Boswell, it's trusting the kicker, it's trusting the team to be able to get it done.
Yeah, and you mentioned the win from a kicker's perspective. I think that was even a little bit to play with the offense in the first half. Like, you look at that third down pass where Ben missed Deontay high. That might have been a little timing, but I think that might have been some, you know, elements too. And everyone has to deal with that, but I think the point is, you know, Josh Allen struggled downfield. Ben struggled downfield. That wasn't just isolated to the Steelers in this game. So this isn't what the offense is going to look like in week 13 and 14. Like, they're going to be a better version of this. They're going to be more well-oiled. I'm looking forward to see what they have to show us.
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be, again, a work in progress. I think everybody kind of knew that. But the defense is
that's
your constant until the offense gets its traction.
Yeah, and I, you know, like you said, if they score 20 points a game, I like their chances with this defense. I mean, if you can hold Buffalo to what they held Buffalo to, not every offense in the NFL is Buffalo.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. So, it's good. The defense keeps you in the game. Your offense can win it for you with a couple of plays. That's what they got. It's it's an age-old recipe for a victory in the NFL.
That's right. Well, for Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, I'm Eddie Provident. Also want to shout out our sponsor, BetQL. Don't forget to check all the info in the description, try.betql.co/DKPS. We'll see you next time.